Hey there, beautiful souls. Laura Bennett here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating the sometimes messy, always fascinating world of self-discovery. Ever feel like your inner critic is louder than your favorite rock band? You know, that voice whispering nasty things about your latest outfit, your performance at work, or even your choice of breakfast cereal. Yeah, we've all been there. It's time to ditch the negativity and cultivate a whole lot more self-compassion. That means treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding you'd offer your best friend because, let's face it, you deserve it. In today's Shadow Work Quickie, we're diving deep into overcoming self-criticism and building that loving, supportive inner circle starting with you. Get ready to silence those negative voices and embrace a more compassionate mindset. Okay, here are 5 key takeaways to help you on this journey. Number 1. Identify your inner critic. That voice can be sneaky, often disguised as helpful advice or even genuine concern. But trust me, it's usually just fueled by fear and insecurity. Pay attention to the words, thoughts, and emotions that arise when you face challenges or setbacks. Are you beating yourself up? Telling yourself you are not good enough? Recognizing these patterns is the first step towards breaking free. Number 2. Challenge those negative thoughts. Just because a thought pops into your head doesn't mean it is true. Practice questioning those critical voices. Ask yourself, is this really factual? Would I say this to a friend? What evidence supports this belief? Often, you'll find that the negativity is based on assumptions, not facts. Number 3. Practice self-compassion. This is all about treating yourself with the same kindness, understanding, and care that you would offer to a loved one. When you stumble, remember everyone does. Forgive yourself, learn from the experience, and move forward with grace. Imagine your inner critic as a grumpy neighbor. You wouldn't let them dictate your happiness, right? Same goes for your own thoughts. Number 4. Focus on your strengths. We all have unique talent and abilities. Instead of dwelling on your perceived weaknesses, celebrate the things you do well. Make a list of your accomplishments, big or small, and remind yourself of your capabilities. It's like having a personal cheerleader in your head, except this one actually knows what it's talking about. Number 5. Surround yourself with positivity. The people we spend time with influence our thoughts and beliefs. Seek out relationships that uplift and inspire you. Limit exposure to negativity, whether it's from toxic individuals or even just constantly scrolling through social media feeds filled with comparisons and unrealistic expectations. Ever notice how after a heart-to-heart with your bestie, you feel instantly lighter? That's because genuine connections have the power to shift our perspectives and boost our self-worth. So prioritize those relationships that bring joy, support, and encouragement into your life. Okay, let's put all this into action with a real-world example. Imagine you just gave a presentation at work and you're feeling pretty down on yourself because you stumbled over a few words. Your inner critic is probably screaming things like you were terrible. Everyone must think you're incompetent. Why did you even try? But hold on. Let's apply our newfound wisdom. First, identify the critical voice, that relentless inner commentator. Then challenge those negative thoughts. Ask yourself, did I really bomb? Was it that bad? Chances are, the audience didn't even notice a few minor slip-ups. Remember, everyone makes mistakes. Practice some self-compassion. Acknowledge that you did your best and treat yourself with kindness. Finally, focus on what went well. Did you deliver the key points effectively? Were there parts of the presentation that you felt confident about? See, by shifting our perspective, we can turn a perceived failure into a learning opportunity. So remember, my beautiful friends, cultivate self-compassion, silence those negative voices, and embrace the power of positive self-talk. You are worthy of love, acceptance, and kindness starting with yourself. Now go out there and shine your brightest light. Share this episode with someone who needs a dose of positivity and join our conversation on social media. Let's keep spreading the love and support. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.